You are listening to Modest Joint. I am Michael Modest, and I have the will to fight. You can email me at michael.modest@gmail.com. And make sure you check out mikemodest.com for all things me. You can find out about my Facebook, Twitter, whatever the hell. Anyways, this week on The Joint, I got a lot to talk about, but the hour is late. It's like 3 a.m. here at The Joint right now. I just got back from wrestling at the Fat Cat for NAW. That's North American Wrestling. And I wrestled in a tournament, and I had 3 matches, so I'm a little bushed. But let me tell you what we're going to talk about this week real quick. First of all, I'm going to talk about a new company, Lucha Extreme. Huge, fantastic show. The best lucha show, period, in California today. NAW, I'm going to talk about that a little bit. Wrestling for them tonight, the Mother's Day Mayhem. And then, as always, there will be my top 10. But first, let's start with where I will be this next Saturday, back in WCWC in Springfield, Oregon, wrestling against Dr. Cleaver. Now, if you're a wrestling fan in the Oregon area wanting to see some awesome wrestling, get your tickets now by going to www.wc-wc.com. All right, now let's talk about Lucha Extreme. Lucha Extreme will be returning to the McDermott Fieldhouse in Lindsay, California, June 13th, and every second Saturday of the month. First, let me tell you something, man. This was a first-class presentation from the word go, run so professionally by a very good promoter, one of the best that I think I've ever met in my life, a gentleman named Lance Cardoza. The guy running the back, Manny Fernandez, what an incredible talent. This guy, his career dates back to the original NWA, held the tag team belts with Rick Rude. Manny Fernandez just, you know, he knows about this business and did a great job running the locker room and helping out with the company. I was very privileged to be there at the invitation of Manny Fernandez and Lance Cardoza. This, like, when I say this was a first-class presentation, it went beyond just the people involved. I mean, I want to talk about professional lighting rigs. I mean, the kind that, you know, TNA uses and that WCW use. You know, I mean, this was a really incredible thing. The entrances were very professional. The barricades, you know, nice barricades separating the fans from the ring. Great ring skirts. I mean, everything was top-notch. TV cameras everywhere. Well over 1,000 people in attendance for the very first Lucha Extreme show. I love it. The original Border Patrol wrestler, Michael Modest, was there. Nearly 15 years I have been working that gimmick, and I get a call from some asshole, Mark, that used to watch me wrestle in the gimmick, and he tells me he has the balls to tell me it's his gimmick now. Fuck you. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Anyways, the show was a huge success, and doing something that has never been done in lucha to date, as far as I know, and that is mixing strong lucha libre talent against talent from the United States and really all over the world. They had this great Tong in there. The guy's like 400 pounds, hit a splash off the top rope, shook the building, man. It was awesome to see Manny Fernandez doing his thing again, although it wasn't so awesome because he was doing it to me. Manny and I we headlined the card, and some other talent that was on the card, Dos Chupacabras. Chupacabra, if you've never seen him wrestle, you know, he's kind of a smaller wrestler, but good Lord, the guy is so phenomenal in the ring. Plus, he's got sharp-ass teeth. He'll bite you. incredible tag team, Dos Chupacabras. Polito Suicida was there, and that was really cool. I haven't seen him in like probably 16, 17 years. Rockero Del Diablo, Golden Lion, lots of talent on the card. Make sure you check out their website, LuchaExtreme.com. That's www.LuchaExtreme.com. And the Extreme is with an X, not an EX. So anyways, let me move on to the NAW card that I wrestled. Another strong showing at the Fat Cat in Modesto for Mother's Day Mayhem with the North American Wrestling. I wrestled a tournament. My first match was against Dante, then against Venus, and my last match was against Bobby Hart. My very first win using the figure four leg lock tonight. Thank you, Ric Flair. Now, I had a really great weekend. Three matches in one night is a little tough for anybody, but I was proud to do it. And just an incredible group of guys, strong wrestling talent. You can check those guys out at www.NorthAmericanWrestling.com. Now, let me get on to my top 10, because as I said, the hour is late. It's like 3:17 now. I've already been yammering for like 10, 15 minutes. So these are the top 10 reasons that Michael Modest wants to go to bed. Number 10. I'm sorry. Wow. I must have drifted off. Let's move on to number 9. Number 9 reason I want to go to bed. I have a nightly dream that involves porn stars, midget clowns, and a rutabaga named Bill. I know it sounds weird, but trust me, it's a good dream. Number 8 reason I want to go to bed. I can feel my powers fading. Number 7 reason I want to go to bed. My eyes feel like Mr. Fuji has been dumping packets of salt in them for the last hour. Number 6 reason I want to go to bed. I wrestled 3 times tonight. Believe me, you would want to go to fucking bed right now too. Give me a fucking break. Number 5 reason I want to go to bed. Because Bobby Hart has a hell of a devastating clothesline, and I feel that when I sleep, it will hurt less. Since the pain in my body won't sleep, I figure maybe I will. Number 4 reason, I want to go to bed, so I can wake up and kick someone's ass first thing in the morning. Number 3 reason I want to go to bed, because the only thing on TV right now is ShamWow and TNA Wrestling. Well, you know what? On second thought, maybe I will stay up and watch the ShamWow commercial. At least it's entertaining. Number 2 reason I want to go to bed. Either there is a large hobbit sitting on a giant mushroom smoking a jizzo, or I am having hallucinations caused by sleep deprivation. I'm voting on sleep deprivation. I really don't think I could handle a green hobbit right now at this late hour of the evening. And the number 1 reason Michael Modest wants to go to bed. There's a hottie in my bed that needs a good spanking. Hope you enjoyed the joint this week. Tune in next week. Take another toke. Wrestling is hardcore. I have the will to fight. Do you?